The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham ben Esther by Moshe ben Luna. The Fuash Nemamiki ben Jamie. We're on Chabet Amud Bet. We're at three lines on the bottom. Tanan Rabbi Yehuda Omer. B'menhat Kohen Mashiach or B'menhat Nesachim Pesula. Shizu belilata ava vezu belilata raka vehen bolot zu mizu. It's a direct quote from our Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah that if the Menhat Kohen Mashiach, his Menha gets mixed up with the Menhat Nesachim, the common denominator between both these Menachot is that they both go on the Mizbeah. There's no komitz. But if they get mixed up, so the Pesula, because they have different consistencies. Menhat Kohen Mashiach and Menhat Nesachim have different consistencies. One is Bililata Ava, it's a thick consistency, meaning less oil. And Menhat Nesachim, these got mixed up with others, the truth is. But Menhat Kohen Mashiach and Menhat Nesachim, these are two types of Menachot that got mixed up with a Komets. That's actually the case in the Mishnah. A Komets of a Menha got mixed up with one of these two. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda hold what? Pesula. Because it's different consistencies. One is thick, the Menhat Nesachim, or the Komets is B'lita'aba, because the Komets only has a little oil in it. And these other items have a lot of oil. So what's the difference if they have a little oil or a lot of oil? So the Mishnah said, V'hem bol'od zu mizu. The komets, which is doesn't have so much oil in it, is bolaya from the shemen. And now it has too much shemen. And the rule is that too much shemen is no good and too little shemen is no good. So once the komets is bolaya from the other shemen, it has too much oil, it becomes menha pesula. And the fact that the other Menha lost some oil, so it's Pihet Mashemin. So it's also Pesul. That was the Mishnah. That was the Biudah's logic. Where it got mixed up, the oils mixed up with each other, it's a problem. So the Gemara asks, V'chibol od zumizu, V'chibol od zumizu, Mayavi. So let them bolaya from each other. Big deal. Mean b'minohu. Goes back to what we learned on yesterday's daf, the Biudah holds. Mean b'mino. Eno batel. When you have two items that are like items, they are not batel. So therefore here you have the two oils. So what are you telling me? That the oil of one minha is going to mix up with the komets and now it's going to become batel, it's bolaya, and therefore it becomes part of the komets. If you hold mim b'mino eno batel, all the oil remains intact. Which means even though the oil of the menhat nesachim, let's say, is boleya into the komets, but it's not batel. It remains intact as the menhat nesachim. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what are you telling me, it's pasul? Everything remains intact. Shemi'ut eno batel. לדעת רבי יהודה, נמצא שהשמן של מנחת נסחים הבלוע בקומץ, אינו בטל בו. So therefore that שמן that's בלוע is still מתייחס to the מנחת נסחים. And therefore, you were learning till now that it's בטל into the קומץ, and therefore you have more oil into the קומץ מנחה, which is a problem, and less over there. No, it's not בטל. It's מין במינו. You have oils and oils that are getting mixed up. In the comments, you have a little oil, and then you have the other oil that's mixing up in there. It's mimino, mimino's batel, not batel. If it remains the menhat nesachim oil, this remains comments oil. It's not batel. If it's not batel, so everything is, I don't care if it got mixed up. It is where it is.
Yes.
Doesn't, so what? It's all together. Your assumption is, once the oil moves to the next, to the comments, it's batel in the comments, and then it becomes part of the comments. Then we have too much oil here, too less oil there. Why does it become batel to the comets? If you say mim bimino eno batel, so we have two oils mixed up together, it's not batel. So this is still considered part of the menhat nesachim. It doesn't become added to the comets. It remains where it is. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abba. This is a famous rule also of Rabbi Yehuda as well. Kasaba Rabbi Yehuda, Kol shehu min b'mino v'davar acher. Selek et mino kimi she'eno. She'eno mino rabba alav u'mebatelo. So whenever you have min b'mino v'davar acher, like in this case over here, you have the two oils and you have the comets. So it's min b'mino v'davar acher. It's not just oils that are getting mixed up together. It's oil, but then with the flour. So therefore, in that case over there, salek et mino. Get rid of the item that got mixed up. Kimi she'eno, and make believe that it's not there. V'she'eno mino rabba alav, and therefore the non-mean will be rabba alav u'mebatelo. Right, when you have two like items, bimino eno batel. When you have min bimino, davar acher. Okay? So, salek et mino, take one of the minos away, and that becomes min bishe eno mino, and bitul will work. Let's talk now details in our case. In our case over here, you have the shemen of the comets. Okay, let's talk this. This is the shemen of the comets. And this is the shemen of the nesachim. Correct? They both got mixed up with each other. So the claim was, maybe no eno batel, so the kippah mixed up with each other. This stays its own, this stays its own. There's no bitul. Now, yesh lirot et hashemen shel hakometz keilu nistalek mataarovet veino kayam. This is the shemen of the comets. Make believe this is not here. Okay? So now what are you left with? You're left with comets, the actual flour, and the shemen of the nesachim that came in. This is min b'she'en o'mino, and the comets is rabba alav, is more than the shemen, and therefore it'll be mevatelet. Do it again. You have the two oils. Okay, the two oils alone is min b'mino, it shouldn't be batel. But when you have a min b'mino and another item, namely this is the flour of the comets, so I say, you know what? Get rid of the comets of the oil of the comets. It's own oil. Get rid of it. Maybe it's not there. And then what am I left with? Comets of the mincha plus the oil that came in, and the comets is rabba alav. The comets is more than that oil, and it's mivatel. That oil. Oh, so you're back to the same rule over here. Now this oil becomes part of the comets. You have too much oil there, lack of oil over there, and therefore it's pasul. It's not a min bimino. It's a min bimino v'davar acher.
How would min bimino, regular min bimino, work in this case?
Regular min bimino would work. That I have. I don't look at the comets because right. I don't care about the comets. I'm looking at the mevatel the comets. I'm looking at the oils.
Right.
So the oil of the comets. It's here.
Right.
The oil of the Nesachim went in, because it was Bolaya.
Right.
But so what? I said, Mimino eno batel. Therefore, this remains oil of Nesachim. And this remains oil of comets. I don't care where it is. Therefore, it's not Rabba alav, and it's not Mima'et alav. It is where it is. But once I say, no, Mimino v'davar acher, get rid of the Mino. Now, eno Mino, Rabba alav, ume batelo. So now this Nesachim oil becomes part of the comets. And therefore, it's not related to the Nesachim anymore. Therefore, this is Chaser, this is Yeter, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say Pasul. So there's two dinim. There's Min B'mino, and Min B'mino V'davar Acher. Mara continues. Itmar. Komets the Minhat Chote. Okay, now. We learned the Minhat Chote is the Mincha of a sinner. Shishimino. After you made the Kemitzah, you put oil on it. Now, there's no oil really on a minhat choteh. It's a dry mincha. So the Gemara wants to know, you put oil on the minhat choteh. Rabbi Yochanan omer pasul. Rish Lakish amar, hu atzmo meshakshecho b'shiyere alog u ma'alehu. Rish Lakish says, no, it's kasher. Because, by the way, even a minchat chote, they rub it against the vessel that used to have oil in it in order to get a little moist anyway. So you know, even minchat chote had some oil. You didn't put oil on a mamash. They would take the kumis, they would rub it against the keli of another minchat that had some remnants of oil. I guess to make it cohesive, so it goes on the mizbeah. So therefore, if you put oil on it, also be kasher, because it itself has oil at the end of the day. And the Rebbe says, no. You put oil on it, no good. So Gemara says, "V'haketiv, asking on the Shlakish, lo yasim aleha shemen, v'lo yiten aleha levona." It's a befirush pasuk. Lo yiten aleha shemen. So he says, "Ahu shelo yikba la shemen kehavroteha." All that means is that before the kemitza, don't put oil on it. All the other menachot, you have flour, you mix it with oil, you mix it, and then you make it kumitz. This means no. Don't put any oil in it before. But after the kemitza, you want to rub some oil on it, no problem. All it means is to say is don't put oil on it before you make kemitza, like a regular mincha. Shelo yikba la shemen. Don't be kovei shemen in it melech tahila. Etive Rabbi Yohanan Shtakish. Another question. Harev shenit arev bebalul. Okay, harev is a dry mincha that got mixed up with a balul. That means a dry mincha without oil got mixed up with a oiled mincha. Yakrib, bring it on the mizbeah. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo yakrib. Rabbi Yehuda says do not. Now my lab, what do you mean? What's a dry and what's a moist one? So my lab kometz the minhat chote. That's a dry one. The arev be kometz the minhat nedava. And got mixed up with a kumitz of minhat nedava that has oil. Now, the Biuda says in this case, what? Lo yakriv it a ta'arovet. And the Hakamim, they said what? You can bring the ta'arovet. What's the reason? Because remember we learned on yesterday's daf that the rule is over here, you have now two minachot that got mixed up, but since both of them are olim, both of them go on the mizbeach. So the rule of the Hakamim was that we don't say bitul on things that are both going on the Mizbeah. So therefore, this one has oil. This one doesn't have oil. Common denominator, they're both olim anyway. So the Rabbanan say that anything that's olim on the Mizbeah, and Mevatlim Zedze. Good, so I got the rabbi's opinion why they say it's okay over here. However, that's only because they're both olim. But what would the rabbi say if, let's say, other oil got mixed up in the dry mincha, not mizbeach oil. If regular oil got mixed up in the dry mincha, they would say the mincha is pasul. Their only reason why they're saying put it on the mizbeach is anyway olin things are going to be mevatlim zuitzu. So therefore, I'm not worried about that you have a mixture of these oils over there. They're not mevatlim. Anyway, both go on the mizbeach. So there's no bitul over here. Mashiachin, if it was regular oil, cholin oil, let's say, not oil of a mincha, the rabbis would say, oh, once regular oil touches the harev, don't put it on the mizbeach. Why not? Akot Yudish Lakish, it should still be kasher, because you hold that even if you oiled it, it's okay. So why are the rabbis going to say that if oil fell onto the mincha of the harev, it's no good? So Gemara says, no, you learned the case wrong in the Braita. We're talking about what? Minhat parim ve'elim. B'menhat kevasim. We're talking about the mincha that comes with parim and elim. When you bring a par or an ayil, it comes with a dry mincha. We're not talking about menhat chote. We're talking about a mincha of a par brought with a mincha of a kevis. Now, both these have oil. The mincha of a par and ayil has oil in it, and the mincha of a kevis has oil in it. But in relation to kibasim, parim and elim are considered dry because they have a less amount of oil. So therefore, in this case over here, we're talking about that what? They got mixed up. So what does the Biuda say in this case? The Biuda said, lo yakrib. Okay. Lo yakrib in this case. Why lo yakrib in this case? Because, bottom line, you have two different menachot that got mixed up, one that has more oil than the other. So we'll see why the Biudah says lo yakrib. But what did Hakamim say? Hakamim say lo yakrib et ta'arovet, Why? Hakamim said in that brayta yakrib. No, what was Hakamim shita? Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry. Hakamim said yakrib, and Rabbi Yehuda said lo yakrib. He says b'mikre zeh Rabbi Yehuda achin cholek al Hakamim v'suvish lo yakrib l'tarovet mishum shemenachat nesachim shel apanim v'nim bolat shem menachat nesachim shel kevasim. Exactly. Which is the Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it's pasul. Why? It's because the oil of one mincha is going to go into the dry mincha. And therefore it's going to be marbeh. And therefore this is going to have more oil, this is going to have less oil. So I got to be with that why it says it's pasul. Because the oil is going to go into the dry one. Aval bekomis minchat choteh, shenit areh bekomis minchat choteh. Even Rabbi Yehuda will be mudeh, it's okay. Very good. In this case, the reason why he said it's no good is because the oil of the kibasim is going to go into the oil of the elim and the parim, and therefore it's going to be marbeh, and if we have too much oil in the mincha, no good. However, in the case of a minchat choteh, if some oil went on it, even to be with that with mudeh, that's okay. So for the shtakish is fine. That really minchat choteh that has some oil on it is okay. We're not talking about minchat choteh over here. We're talking about minchat kibasim and minchat parim ve'elim. And Rabbi Yehuda just says that when the oil gets swallowed into the dry one, it becomes marbeh on it, and that's no good. But in the Chanameh, if some oil went on a minchat choteh, even Rabbi Yehuda would say, it's fine. Kibaraz, it can't be. That cannot be the pshat of the Braita. Which means if you look at the resha of the Braita, the resha clearly says minchat parim ve'elim b'minchat kibasim v'charef shenetarev bebalul yikrav. Rabbi Yehuda amir lo yikrav, which means the Braita originally states kibasim minchat gets mixed up with elim, charev with a balul. So it sounds like it's two different cases. The first part of it clearly said kibasim with parim, and the second case which we were analyzing was charev with balul. So Gemara says pirushe kamifareshla. It's all one case. It's just that the Braita is explaining that the case of the Mishnah is, Braita is one case. The Mincha of a canvas got mixed up with the Mincha of a pot. And what is that? That's a case of dry and moist. All one case. We thought to say that, what do you mean? The Resha said that case already. No, the Resha is that case, and the Sefer is just explaining what the Resha is talking about. So therefore, the Shekish is still okay. Ba'e Rabbah. Okay, new point. Rabbah is a question. Komets shemitza shamno agabe etzim. The Kohen did this, but this is what he did. He took the komets, has oil in it, he squeezed it, and the oil now dripped on the wood. And now what did he do? He took the komets and he put it on the wood. So the question is going to be something to the effect like, well, the oil is touching the komets. And the oil belongs on the Mizbeah, and the Komets belongs on the Mizbeah, so they're both touching, so you have electricity. So therefore, it's like the oil is in the... Or do you say, no, once already you separated it from the Komets itself, even though you put it on the wood, even though it's touching, it's considered separate. Therefore, it's no good. So, ba'irama, Komets shemitza shamno agabe etzim. Mau, hebore olin ki olin damu. That something that is attached, hebore olin, something that's attached to something that belongs on the mizbeach, considered attached. And therefore the shemen, which is olin, is considered as if it's balua in the komets, because it's touching. Here's the wood, yeah? The wood has oil on it, right? I take the mincha now. Right, I scooped it out, okay? Now I take the mincha and put it like this. So do I say, well, it's connected. Or love ke olin damu. Or maybe I say, no, it's not connected. So the Gemara is going to try to say, hold on, what do you ask this question? We know this machloket already. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish argued this somewhere else. It's the same argument. Amar le Rabbi Nala Rav Asher, lav hainu de Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish? He says, isn't that the same argument of Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish? Where? Ditmar ma'ale eber she'en bo kezayit, ve'etzem mashlimo le kezayit, Rabbi Yochanan amar hayab, and Shlakish amar patur. A person takes a piece of the korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Shkutehutz, you bring it outside. You bring maktirin outside. How much you have to be maktir to be chayav a kezayin? You took a half a kezayin of basar, but the bone is mashlimit le kezayin. So Rabbi Yochanan says the bone is mashlimit le kezayin to chayav. The Shtakish says patur. What's the machloket? Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav kembore olin ki olin damu. That what? That it's attached to something that's on the bones go on the Mizbeah as well. So therefore, Hibbureh Olin, since this is attached to something that goes on the Mizbeah, it's considered part of the meat.
Therefore, klai. And the Shekish is going to say what? Patur chamure onim davke onim dame. That even though this is attached to something that belongs to it, it's considered separate. And therefore, we don't consider it joining it to become one gezayit. So the same thing over here by the melacha. The Shei Rabbi Yochanan is going to say chamure onim ke onim. Therefore, the oil is considered part of the kovetz. And then it's okay. And the Shekish is going to say the oil is not considered part of the kovetz. It's considered separate, just like he considers the bone and the meat separate. And if you don't have a kezayit. Rana says, no. This question that we're asking is not the same mahlokit. Teba'e the Rabbi Yochanan, v'teba'e the Rish Lakish. I'm asking the question, ben Rabbi Yochanan and ben Rish Lakish, which means maybe the Rabbi Yochanan only said it in his case, but in my case he'll agree. Or maybe the Rish Lakish only said it in his case, but in this case he'll agree. Meaning, Teba'il Rabbi Yochanan. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yochanan hatam ela be'etzim dimina de basarhu. Maybe over there, when it came to a bone connected to a piece of meat, that the bone is also considered meat. So that's why he considered it together. Aval hacha de lav dimina de kometz ulo. But maybe oil, which is really not the same species as kometz, as the flour, maybe you don't connect it. I mean, just because he connected it by the bone and the meat, there's no proof that it's going to connect it by the oil and the. And the comments. Now go the other way. Odilma afilu rishtakish lo kamar ela be'etzem debar mifrashu, which means the etzem is something that eventually is going to be separated from the meat when you put it on the mizbeach. What happens when you put the meat on the mizbeach? It separates from the bone. And not only that, viparish la mitzvah lahadureh. And even if, say, the bone falls off the mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to put the bone back on the mizbeach. Oh, so that's why we don't consider the bone and the meat one entity. Aval shemin de la bar mifrashu. The oil is not separate from the mincha. It's an integral ingredient to the mincha. Therefore, no. Maybe you'll consider it altogether. Or dilma lo shenao. Maybe there's no difference. Which means my question was, just because Rabbi Yochanan said it in their case, maybe their case is different than the case of the shemin. Otpam. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan only said his din over there because meat and a bone is one species. Well, it's meat. Right. So that's what's considered together. But shemen and comets, two different items. Or maybe the shtakis that was machmir over there says you don't put them together is because really the bone is not an integral item. Because if the bone fell off the mizbeach, you're not going to put it back on. But shemen and comets is integral to the item. Then what's considered together, maybe it's considered mistarir. The one that says on that tiku, well, leaves that for. Now we go to the next mincha, next mishnah. Okay, all menachot situation. Shtei menachot shelo nikmetzu v'netarbu zu v'zu. So what happened over here? You have two menachot. Kibitzah was not taken. And all of a sudden the piles of flour got mixed up in a bowl. Im yakol nikmetz mezu b'fnei atzma mezu b'fnei atzma kesherot. If the flowers are separate still in the bowl, where you could make a separate kibitzah from each one, it's okay. Ve'im lav, pesulot. But if they get mixed up, pesulot. Why not? Why don't you just take two kometzes and call it a day? So the explanation they say is, the reason why you can't do it is because it says in the pasuk, Ve'kamatz misham milo kumso. You're not allowed to take kometz from one mincha to another. And then, since it's mixed up, you're not going to be taking from that mincha, because it's mixed up. If they're separate in the keli, so they take a kometz on this, they take a kometz on that. But if it's mixed up together, I'm asking, so take two kometz, what's the difference? No, because bottom line, you're going to be getting from Havirta. And it's allowed to do that. Okay? Kometz shenitalib b'mincha shelo nikmetza. Well, that's a problem. You have a kometz, I took the kometz already, and it got mixed up in a mincha that I didn't make the kometz yet with. So what are you going to say to do in this case? Lo yaktir. Why lo yaktir? Well, the kometz belongs on the mizbeach. Part of this big mincha also belongs on the mizbeach, but part of it doesn't. So therefore, lo yaktir l'chitayla, because it's mixed up in a whole situation over there. V'i miktir, but if you brought it on the mizbeach, v'i miktir zu shenik mitzah ola lebe'alim. Good, the kimitzah will be ole for the be'alim, because bottom line, it ended up on the mizbeach. V'zu shelonik mitzah lo ole lebe'alim. Fine. This big mincha that you didn't take the kometz yet from is not going to be ole lebe'alim, because you didn't take the kometz yet. Understand, the kometz got mixed up in the mincha, it ended up on the mizbeach. Who's yotze, who's not yotze? The kometz guy is yotze, the mincha guy is not yotze. Because there's no kometz taken from it yet. Good? Last case. נתערב כומסה בשיעריה או בשיעריה של חברתה. קומץ again. This is the benha. Okay? I took the comments. This is the shirayim now. I have leftovers. The comments got mixed up in back into the shirayim. Or the comments got mixed up in another shirayim. So what's the deen? Lo yaktir. Why lo yaktir? Because shirayim don't belong on the mizbeach. However, the imiktir ole le ba'alim. Why ole le ba'alim? Because bottom line, the comments got on the mizbeach. Okay, now we go to the Gemara. Interesting cases now. We're going to read it in the Gemara, we'll read it in the Ashi to get the cases good. We have props over here, so it'll be fine. We need
orange.
No, we're good. This is perfect. Okay, start the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda, Nevela Betela Bishchuta. Okay, the green one is a Nevela. Okay, it's spoiled. It's green. Nevela gets mixed up with two shechutas, two good kosher pieces of meat. Okay? One and two. Now, we're discussing Lenyan Tum'ah over here. The Nevela exudes Tum'ah, Tum'at Nevela. But the shechutas do not have a Tum'ah. So it says like this. Nevela betela b'shchuta. This nevela becomes batel in the shchuta, because you have batel barov. She'i efshar l'shchuta she'ta'ase nevela. A shchuta can never turn into a nevela. Is that correct? A shchuta can never turn into a nevela. It's kosher. You slaughtered it properly. This could never exude tum'ah. Okay, now what does that mean? So we'll have to know that fact. Read Rashi now. Nevela betela b'shchuta im yesh shtei hatichot shchuta ve'achat nevela ve'en yadu eze betel ve'en yudei ezehu batla b'hem shim naga b'achat matichot eno tame. That's the hadush. That if you touched any of the pieces of meat, you're not tame. Why? She yifshal shchuta sh'taseh nevela. The rule is min b'she'enu mino yabitu. So therefore, this is min b'she'enu mino because the shechuta could never be like the nevela. So b'she'enu mino, we say what? Batel barof. Perfect case. Next scenario. Zohar v'chaldat talking. V'shechuta ena betela b'nevela. Reverse case. You have two nevelot. Okay. And you have a shechuta in between them. So it says the shechuta is not batel benevela. We're not going to say that this becomes like a nevela as well. Why? She'efshar lenevela she'ta'ase shechuta. Because this nevela could become like a shechuta. That means even though now this exudes tum'ah, this can turn into a piece of meat that will not have tum'ah. How? Delechin masrecha, when it becomes spoiled and putrid, parcha tum'ata, the tum'ah goes off it. So therefore, this will consider min b'mino. And therefore, min b'mino, eno batel. Eno batel barof. You got how we made this min b'mino?
Say again.
This is two nevelot. Tum'ah, yes, that's tum'ah. This is shechuta. Because when this becomes putrid and spoiled, the meat, it loses the power to be metameh. Then it's like a shechuta. No tuma, no tuma. It's like a regular piece of meat now. That doesn't exude tuma. It's not kosher, but it's not exude tuma. Now, what do I have to know bitul over here for this case over here? What was I trying to accomplish to say that this is going to be bitul? I'll tell you. Because if you say this is batel, that means all of them are nevelot. Therefore, if teruma touches it, you got to burn the teruma. But now that I'm telling you it's not batel, so any one of these three that the teruma touches, it's a safek. And safek teruma teme'a, you don't burn. You understand how I made enough kamina just for you now? Which means, if all these three, if you told me the shechutas batel, so they're all nevelot now. Therefore, I have teruma. The teruma touches any of these, it's tame vadai, and therefore I burn it. But now that you're telling me, no, this is not batel.
You can't burn it.
Therefore, and let's say it touches one of them. I don't know if what you touch, because I can't see it. In our example, we see the green and the red, but in the real life, it's all three pieces of meat. And therefore, this is safek tameh. If you can't burn it, that's safek dazdin. Now we're going to look at it a totally different way. We're going to do the same two cases again, but with a different looking at it. V'nebi hanina amar, kol she'efshar lo liyot kamohu eno batel, v'kol she'i efshar lo liyot kamohu batel. Okay, what does Rabbi Hanina say? Which means he looks at the mi'ut. Let's go back to our first case. Two shihutot, one nebela. Let's repeat Rav Chasda again. Rav Chasda said that in this case it's min b'she'enu mino, and therefore this one is batel, and therefore it becomes like three shihutot. Right? Because a shehuta can never be a nevela, so therefore they're two different items, so therefore this becomes like this. Okay. Whereas Rabbi Hanina, he looks at the nevela, and he says like this, the shehuta can never be a nevela. Start from here, start from the nevela now. Right? You want to be batel it. Well, he says, this item, the shehuta, can never be a nevela, and therefore, kol she'efshar lo. We're trying to mevatel this, right? Kol she'efshar lo liyot kamohu. If this, we want to make it like this, eno batel, it will not become batel, because this can become like this. The
it is like that.
No, it's not. This is a nevela.
I know, but it becomes like that because it's batel. You said
that. If it becomes masriyah. So therefore, since if this can become like this, it's not batel. Because min bimino. Understand how he looks at it?
Yeah.
He looks at this the nevela and says, well, the nevela could end up becoming like the shehuta if it becomes masriyah. Therefore, you want to mevatel this? You cannot mevatel this. Because bottom line, it's all the same item.
Right.
And therefore, this remains. Whereas according to Rav Chasda, he said they will become good. They will become good. He holds no. It remains there. And this is a case where... Now go to the reverse case. Go to the reverse case. Reverse case. Where according to Rav Chasda, first rabbi, he said, this case over here, you cannot mevatel this. You cannot mevatel this. No. Because why? Because the shechut, because the nevela can become like these two can become like the one. Therefore, it's min bimino, and therefore it's not batel. He doesn't look Rav Hanina at the two. He looks at the shechuta, and he says the shechuta cannot be a nevela, and therefore since this cannot be like this, it's min b'she'enu mino, and it's batel, and therefore. No greens, but it's all three. This is a big machloket. Exactly.
But I don't see the last case.
I'll tell you again. Okay, this case over here. This is the shechuta, and so you have the shechuta. So he looks at. You always look at the mi'ut according to Rav Chaima. Can this mi'ut ever become like this? Can it become like a nevela?
No.
So therefore, it's considered min b'she'enu mino. Mean b'she'enu mino, we say bitul. So therefore it becomes like this, it becomes batel.
Uh-huh. So something touches it.
Therefore something touches it, it's
vadai tamen.
It's vadai tamen. Therefore terumah touches it, you burn it.
Burn it, right.
So now he's working over there.
Yes.
So when the first rabbi is looking at the majority items, the Rabbi Hanina looks at the minority item. Now, either way the Gemara has a question. Gemara says the following question. Alibad deman. This machloket between Rav Chasda and Rav Hanina, alibad deman, who is it going like? E alibad rabbanan. If it's going like the rabbis, ha'amre olin hu delo mevatle ahadadeh, aval min bimino batel. The rabbis held, if you remember, min bimino is batel. So therefore, these cases don't work out according to the rabbis. because you're telling me that min b'mino eno bater. And it's not so, because the rabbi said min b'mino is bater. Now, I alibad Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yehuda batar hazuta at azir. Oh, new point. Rabbi Yehuda, he goes according to the ingredients, what it looks like. He doesn't go with dinim.
Physical appearance, right?
Physical appearance, he goes like. Don't tell me this exudes too much. That's dinim. I go what it looks like, with the colors. Right? Idi min bimino. In bottom line, they all look the same. Even though we were saying this is different, because so therefore, if they all look the same, they're all considered min bimino in all the scenarios. And therefore, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, min bimino eno batel, ever. So according to the Rabbi Yehuda, all the cases should be considered min bimino, because bottom line, there are three pieces of meat, I don't care how you split it, and therefore they should never be batel. And according to the rabbis, the cases of min bimino are batel. And you're saying that min bimino eno batel. So therefore, this braita that you quoted me, or this machloket of Rabbi Hasda, who's it going like? Ela alibad Rabbi Chiya. New rabbi. Rabbi Chiya, where did he come from? Detani Rabbi Chiya, nevela ushchuta, betelot zu bezu. Which means you can make bitul with nevelot and shechutot. So what did he say? Nevela ushchuta, betelot zu bezu. He didn't tell you the case, but Rabbi Chiya. All Rabbi Chiya said, it's possible to have bitul when you have nevelot and shechutot. Now the rabbis argued, how do you have the case of bitul? So the first rabbi, Rabbi Zda, learned that you have bitul in this case over here. We have, right, what's the case of Rabbi Zda, the first case? The first case is nevela betla b'shuta. Good. So he's going to say what? That this is considered min b'she'enu mino, because the shechuta cannot become like the nevela, and therefore we say bitul, and therefore because like a shehuta. And the other rabbi of Harina said, oh, the exact opposite. This case, there's no bitul. What's the case you're going to have bitul? Can you have bitul in this case over here? They have the shehuta can never be like the nevela, and therefore it's batel. Therefore, so he was not talking on the banana rabbanav Rabbi Yehuda. He was reacting this machloket to a bright of Rabbi Chiya. All Rabbi Chiya said, it works, there's bitul in such a case. So the machloket was, in which case was the Chiya talking when he said there's bitul? Was it like this or was it like that? Oh, so now the Gemara says, okay, very nice. So you blamed it on Rabbi Chiya. The Rabbi Chiya alibadiman. Who are you going like Rabbi Chiya? You're not a Tana. Yeah, you gotta go like one of the rabbis. Back to the same story. According to Rav Chaya, which one of the two opinions you're going? If you're going like the rabbis, they hold min bimino is batel. And if you're going like Yehuda, he holds min bimino is never batel. So therefore, who are you going like? Le'olam alibad Rabbi Yehuda. וכי כאמר רבי יהודה ממינו לא בטל מלכד אפשר ללמהווה כבטא, אבל אחד לא אפשר ללמהווה כבטא בטל. Oh, so we're changing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda now. We're saying, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds me ממינו not בטל. But that's only when it could be the same. But when me ממינו, when they cannot be the same כבטא, meaning in דינים, in law, even the Yehuda is going to say bitul, and what we're falling off appearance. And what's going to be the machloket? Which item's got to be like what? The majority's got to be like the minority, or the minority's got to be like the majority? That's the machloket of Hazda and Rafalina. Ubehakam epliyin Rafalza savar batan mevatel azlinan. We go after the mevatel, the majority. And the Bazdazi is going to say, Batan Batel Azlin. And we go after the item that's getting Batel. So we did that? Really, then we're going like Rav Chiya. Anavchaya holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Min bimino, normally we say eno batel. But when is that? Only when the min bimino are exactly alike in law. But since in this case, they're not the same in law, so this is really called min b'she'enu mino. Oh, so what's the balance between the two rabbis? What do you compare to what? Rav Hanina says, you compare the majority items to the minority. That means, let's speak it up. This is the first case. Right? The majority items are shechutot. Can shechutot ever become a nevela? No. Therefore, it's min b'she'enu mino, batel. Right? Whereas, Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Hanina, in the case where you had, let's say, all nevelot, two nevelot and one shechuta, he takes the shechuta, and he says, could the shechuta ever be like a nevela? No. Therefore, batel. He takes the item that's being batel and compares it to the other, and the other takes the mevatel and compares it to the other. That's about okay. Unbelievable. Okay, tenam. We have a Mishnah. We're going to get ayah for Rav Hanina. Okay, Rav Hanina goes with the mevatel, the item that's batel. He's the second rabbi. Tenam, shtei menachot lo nikmesu v'netarbuzu bezu. Okay, two menachot. You didn't take kibitza. They got mixed up. Im yachod lekmos mezu b'fnei atzma kesherot v'im la pesulot. Okay, if they're separate in the keli, you can take kibitza from each one. No problem. They got mixed up. No good. V'ahacha kevan dekamitz lemehada ida chavi leshiraim. Oh. Now this case over here, kevan dekamitz lemehada. Once the queen makes kibitza from one of the menachot, ida chavi leshiraim. The rest, whatever's left in the bowl, becomes remnants, becomes shirayim. And still what? Velo kamim batle shirayim letibla. Which means, those shirayim are not going to mevatel the other minhad that wasn't nikmetzah yet, that's mixed up. Shim afilu chelek katan ma tevil means it wasn't taken komet yet. It's called tevil. Tevil meaning you didn't take the komet yet. שמאפילו חלק קטן מהטבל היה מתבטל, הייתה אותה מנחה נחשב כמנחה שחסרה קודם כמיצה. אז כל סלח, לא, 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 תוך אולי אף אחד עובר. אין המנחה דגם מקסטר. אוקיי, תו מנחות גם מקסטר. רד, גרין, זה לא מקסטר, תו מנחות. אוקיי? So what do we say to do? Take a comment from this. Well, now what happens? The rest is going to become now shirayim. But it's shirayim, but I didn't take comments on the other minhayat. Correct?
Right.
So the deen is, what does it say? Take comments from here now. Take comments from there. Oh, the Gemara, how could you do that? Lo kamim batle shirayim letivla. I'm not going to say that the shirayim, well, let's say there's a lot of shirayim here, right? I'm not going to say that the shidayim, the leftovers, will mevatel the tevil. Because if this shidayim is mevatel the tevil, then I'm not taking comments from a complete menachah.
Right.
This shidayim doesn't influence the stuff that it didn't take kibitz. It's all mixed. Well, it's next to each other. It's in the same keli. That's the, you have to say that. That even though this could be a majority, and there's a lot of shidayim over here, it's not going to influence the other menachah next to it. Lo kame batle shirayim letivla. That means the tevil is considered complete, and when I take the comets, it's a legitimate full comets. Okay, now the Gemara begins. Mani, who's that? Irabanan, if it's the rabbis, ha'amre olin hu delo mevatle hadadi. Only things that go on the mizbeach, I said, are not mevatel. Ha'min b'mino batel. Shirayim over here don't go on the mizbeach, and this is min bimino, flour and flour, and min bimino according to the rabbis is batel. Therefore, this komets is going to become batel into the shirayim because min bimino according to the rabbis. So it cannot be the rabbis. Ela pshita pshuta what? Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, getting slow. That's Rabbi Yehuda now. Pishta maleman davar batar batel azlinan. According to Rav Hanina, that you go according to the item that is batel. In this case, what's the item that's going to be batel? The comets. Batel havi kime batel. Because this comets can become like the mebatel. It can become a shirayim. Right? Therefore, it's considered min bimino, and therefore it's not going to be batel. That's exactly what Hanina said. When you take the comments, it turns into shirayim. That's what's bimino. But according to the opinion, since you go after the mebatel, the shirayim can never become a comments. Therefore, it's considered mean. B'she'enu mino, and it's batel. Lemanda b'batel b'tazir and shidai mikavu tevla. Lemadel hoke Rabbi Chaya. This is a question against Rabbi Chaya. The way he explained the machloket in Rabbi Chaya. Question of Rahazda, basically.
Right.
I'll say it outside. Very nice. You just have to hold the hashbon. Say very simple. I have a Tuminachot that got mixed up. Tuminachot that got mixed up. They're next to each other, same keli, everything's nice. It says what? Take comets from this one. Okay, now once I take comets from this one, now I have shirayim, right? Turns into shirayim. So I have shirayim next to way. Uncomets minha, called a tevin. So what I'm saying, well, you're letting me take comets from this. And somehow this shidaim is not mevatel this. Because if it was mevatel this, I wouldn't be able to take it. Because it's chasid. Okay. Who can that be going like? If it's going like the rabbis, this is called min bimino. Min bimino is batel. Flour and flour is mevatel. And therefore it's mevatel. They're no good. Okay. So it must be going like the view that it says min bimino, eno batel. Now wait. It can only be going like the sevara of Rav Hanina. That says what? You look at the item that's being batel. What's the item that's being batel? The comets. Can this comets be like shirayim? Yes. Because eventually it will become shirayim. Therefore it's min bimino. Oh, min bimino according to Rabbi Yehuda, eno batel. That's the Mishnah, makes a lot of sense then. That's why it says, take the comments of this also. This didn't influence it. Min bimino eno batel. But if you go like Rav Chasda, you look at the mevatel. The mevatel is the shirayim. Could the shirayim ever become like a comets? No. Wait. No. There's the comets. Well, I'll get to that banana. The comets, and the shirayim cannot become like comets. Therefore, this is considered mean, the she'enu mino. And therefore, it should be batel according to Rabbi. It was the proof that Rabbi Hanina's interpretation. It cannot be like the rabbis. Because the rabbis hold mean bimino eno batel. They say only on things that go on the Mizbeach, we don't say bitul. But since the Shirayim doesn't go on the Mizbeach, they're not olim, they don't go on the Mizbeach. No, it's batel. Mimino batel, kod rachamim. Kod be Yudah, mimino eno batel. Kod rachamim, mimino batel. So a question against Rav Chasda. What else says Hatam? No problem, we can answer that. Hatam, ked Rabbi Zera. Yama Rabbi Zera. Ne'emra haktara bekomets ve'ne'emra haktara b'shirayim ma haktara amura bekomets en hakomets mevatel et havero af haktara amura b'shirayim en shirayim mevatlim et hakomets. A rule. We end with this rule. What's the rule? It says the word haktara by komets. I mean, you burn it on the mizbeach. Ve'ne'emra haktara b'shirayim, and it says the word haktara by shirayim. Why? What is it? What are you doing by the shirayim haktara? Vekamatz misham elokum so vektir. No problem. Then it says kichol sor vechod ebas to taktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Vedarshu mikach hakamim kol shemimenu laishim. Anything that belongs on the fire of the mizbeach, hareu bebal taktiru. Kol davar shehelik mimenu nektar alishia mizbeach. Aha. Any item that part of it goes on the Mizbeach, the rest of it, it's asur to burn. Anything that part of it goes on the Mizbeach, the leftovers are not burned. that teach you shirayim lo takdiru. Because why? Because I burnt the comments. That's what we learn from that today. Let's read again. Ne'emra haktara bekomets. Ne'emar haktara b'shirayim. The haktara b'shirayim is lo takdiru. Don't burn the shirayim. What's the comment? Because Rashi Ava. Ma haktara mura bekomets. En hakomets mebatelet havero. The haktara that's written by the komets. En komets mebatel havero. Two komets has got mixed up together, let's say. One is big, one small. What do I say? Put them both on the mizbeach. And it counts for both. I don't say one komets is mevatel the other. So I say just like one komets. It says haktara by komets. And I know by komets, komets don't mevatel each other. And it says komets by the shirayin. So I'll say af haktara amura b'shirayin. En shirayin mevatel mit komets. So to a shirayin is not mevatel mit komets. It's a gizrat ha-katuf. Just like komets is not mevatel each other, shirayin is not mevatel komets. Really, I could say it's going according to the rabbis. And the rabbis normally hold min bimino is batel. But this is a special case that we have a pasuk that says shirayims are not mevatel kometses. Why? Because we have a haktara, haktara item.
The Gemara continues, Tashema hakomet shenetariv b'mincha shelo nikmetza. So it says the komets gets mixed up with the mincha that they did not take a komets yet. We're going to komets, gets mixed up with a mincha that they didn't take a komets from it yet. Lo yaktir. Do not bring it on the mizbeah. Bimiktir, if they brought it on the mizbeah, zushinik metza atale ba'alim. So the one that they took the kemitza from, the komets itself is ole for the ba'alim, because bottom line, they brought a komets. The zushinik metza lo atale ba'alim. Okay, and the one that they didn't take the kemitza from, it's not ole the ba'alim, because you didn't take a kemitza. Velo kame batel le tivna le komets. Now, you have over here tevel, meaning a mincha that you didn't take komets from, and you have a komets. It's touching each other in the same keli. And we don't say that the non-komets mincha, we call it tevel, it's touching the komets, so maybe it's mevatel some of it. It's the majority. So it's mevatel some of it, so now your komets is lacking. We don't say that. Why don't you say that? So Gemara says, "Mani, eat a banan." If it's according to the opinion of the rabbis, "Ha'amri olin hu delo mevatel hadadeh." The rabbis say, "When do you don't say bitul by two like items? That's only when they both go on the mizbeach." Ha, but these two items don't go on the mizbeach. The komets goes on the mizbeach, but the other menhas since you didn't take a komets from it yet, is that the oil mizbeach? Ha min bimino batil. But generally speaking, the rabbis hold things that do not go on the mizbeah, like in this case, only one of the two doesn't go on the mizbeah, and it's mimimino, it's flour and flour, so it should be batel. So how could the comments that you bring on the mizbeah be good? It's going to be hased, because the other mincha was batel it. Ela pshita Rabbi Yehuda. Ela must be just going like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. What is Rabbi Yehuda? Pishtama leman da'amar. This is good according to the opinion that says, batar bevatel azlina. That we go according to Rav Chisda. That says we go according to the mevatel. Mevatel is the one that's being mevatel. That means the mincha is the mevatel. It's mevateling the komets. So if you go according to the mevatel, mevatel, havi kebatel. That since the mevatel could become like the batel, because the mevatel, if you take komets from it, it can also become like a komets. So the mevatel can become like the batel, so it's considered mimimino. Yechol purta hazid mikmatzmireh. Because each part of the mincha is ra'ui to take a komets from it. Ve'avile mimimino. And according to the Yehuda, mimimino, lo batel. Elamadamar batel batel azlinam. But according to the opinion that says, you judge the bitul according to the batel, to the item that's being batel, in this case this would mean the komets itself, komets mikavet tibla, the komets cannot become tevel, the komets cannot become unkomets, and therefore it should be mean b'she'enu mino, and mean b'she'enu mino would be batel. Lema delo kerbi hayam. So therefore, this is not going to be like the way the Hanina explained. Rabbi Chaya, Gemara says, Hana mek Rabbi Zera. We have to use the answer of Rabbi Zera that we used in the last answer. The answer of Rabbi Zera is what? That indeed, by Menachot, we have an exception. that no, we have a gezrata katub that says normally, even though in this case mimishchenimon should be batel, mashenke by menachot, it is not batel. Special gezrata katub. Normally it would be, but don't ask me a question of menachot. Menachot has a special din. Tashema, we have another case. Nitarav kumsa. Okay, you have a kometz, and it got mixed up b'shirayim shel haverta. It got mixed up b'shirayim shel haverta with the leftovers of another mincha. So it says lo yektir. Don't bring it on the mizbeach. I guess we're on the mizbeach because the shirayim don't belong on the mizbeach. V'miktir alta lebe'alim. If you put it on the mizbeach, alta, because by the way, the kometz were on the mizbeach. In this case over here, the law be mebatel kebatel, the law batel kimbatel, which means in this case over here, both the comets cannot become like shirayim, and shirayim cannot become like comets. So in this case, for sure, it's mean b'she'enu mino, and still we say what? If you brought it on the mizbeach, it's going to count. Why don't you say it's mebatel? So Yehuda says, "Lo kam mebatel leshidaim lekomets," and still we're saying what? That we're not going to say bitul over here. The chaura, according to everybody, there should be bitul because it's mimishenu mino. Again, the comets cannot become shidaim, and shidaim cannot become a comets. Therefore, it's mimishenu mino, and mimishenu mino should be batel. And still, you're telling me it's okay. Mani, who was the author? The Gemara says, "Ira banan." The Gemara doesn't tell us the rest of this. The Gemara says, Ira banan, it can't be. Because the rabbis hold mimimino batel. And it doesn't matter. In this case, it's mimisheinu mino. And everybody else, even the Biyuda says, mimisheinu mino is batel. So who's this going like? So Amar Bizera, Rabbi Zera says, Ne'emra haktara bekomets. It says by the comets haktara, that you have to put the comets on the mizbeah, haktara. Ne'emra haktara b'shirayim. And it says the word haktara by the shirayim. Over there it says lo tektiru, that you don't take the shirayim and you don't put it on the mizbeah. Haktara ha'amura bekomets, just like the haktara that's said by the comets, in comets lematen et havero. Like we learned, that one comet is not mevatel another comet, which we learned already. Afak tara amura b'shirayim, en shirayim mevatel mevatel comets. We have a gezat ha-ketuv again. Almost looks like that a bizera. It is a bizera. That what? That gezat ha-ketuv. Even though normally this should fall to the category of being mishirayim, it should be batel. Gezat ha-ketuv, comets is not mevatel the shirayim, and therefore we bring it on the mizbeah. Tashema. We go further. Tibla b'ketzach. B'shum shemin u'bechol mine tavlin kishira. Matzah, era sheneklet matzah metubelet. What did you do? You took the matzah, the dough of the matzah, and you put ketzach. Ketzach is a type of spice. Or you took shemshemin, sesame seeds, and you put it in the matzah. Or for that matter, ol mine tevalim. It's kashira. You can eat it for the pitzvah matzah and pesach. Matzah, it's still called matzah. Ela, it's just called matzah metubelet. It's called matzah with spices. Kasakadatah, the afish le tevlit feme matzah. At this point, we're thinking that you put a lot of spices. You put even more spices than the matzah. And still it's calling it okay. Now watch. According to the one that says the batel, which means you go according to the batel. What's being batel over here? The item that's being batel over here is the batel, habikim batel. The item that's being batel over here is what? You try to batel the matzah is the item that's batel over here. So if you go according to the batel, no, the spices are being mevatel the matzah. So the spices are the mevatel, and the matzah is the batel. Now could the batel become like the mevatel? The Gemara says yes. Batel habikim mevatel, that the matzah can become like a spice. How can the matzah become like a spice? Delechi mi'apsha, when the flour or the matzah becomes spoiled, or becomes me'upash, havi lekitabalin. It turns into like a spice. So it becomes like a tart or moldy or something like that. So therefore, it's what? Min bimino. And therefore, if you're going to say, min bimino kotri bi'uda is not batel, so therefore I understand that the matzah is still there. And therefore it's called matzah dekri miyotzeh. I tell you the case again. You have matzah. You have spices in the matzah. Let's assume there's more spices than the matzah itself. And we're still saying what? Yotzeh bo yedei chavato. There's more spices than matzah.
But it's min b'min over here. Because the matzah is the batel. The item that's getting batel can be like the mivatel. Because if it becomes mi'upash, it becomes like a spice. And the Biuda says what? Min b'mino eno batel, and therefore it's still considered matzah. That's if you go after the batel. However, el leman damar batel mivatel azlinam. But according to the other opinion that says, that you go after the mivatel, that's the spices. Now spices cannot become matzah. Tavrin mikabu matzah. And therefore, since spices cannot become matzah, it's min b'she'enu mino. And min b'she'enu mino is batel. Hakad b'yotze yedechomato b'pesach. Hakamay askinam. Delo apish le tavrin. You don't have majority spices. Deruba matzahi velo batla. It's a simple case. The majority is matzah, so there's no bitul bichlal. If you only have a little spices in there, so therefore there was no she'ela bitul bichlal over here. You just have a little spices in there. So the Gemara says, you're right, daika nameh, diktani matzahi, ela shenikret matzah metubelet. In the Braita Klin said, it's called matzah. It just, we call it matzah metubelet. Mashma, that the majority is matzah. It just had a little spices in it. Therefore, it's no din of bitul. If you only have a question when you say it's majority spices, then you have to say, hey, how come it's not mevatel? But if you say it's majority matzah, the chiddush is that even if you have some spices in it, it's still okay, and it's called matzah mitubelet. Kisalik Rav Kahana. When Rav Kahana, oh, you know, actually, Baruch Anu Ali Olam. Amen ve'amen.